Yeah, super. And thank you for the class as well. I've come away from it feeling like I should be standing up doing this Zoom to get some weight bearing in. However, I'm not. I had my background set for sitting down, so that's the way we're staying for this evening. Thanks so much to everybody that has stayed on for this talk, and I will be really looking forward to welcoming your questions. I thought what I would do first is just run through the things that people usually ask me, a little bit of background information about skin and the menopause and what's going on, and as Irene said, what to expect. And that's actually a good place to start, because I really think there's not enough conversation around this with women. Menopause in general, it still seems to be quite the mystery. And I began to encounter, as I approached perimenopause, that women just didn't know. Now, everybody's experience will be different, so we can speak generally. And I would actually also welcome any stories that you have, or tips or information that you have to share as well. So in general, the menopause, us women are absolutely blessed with our hormones from puberty right through. It's the difference really between our biology and the male biology. So for us, the hormones never settle. You go through puberty, and then of course you have a 28-day or thereabouts cycle right through, you know, your fertile years, and then guess what? Your reward for all of going through all of that is perimenopause and then menopause. So it doesn't have to be a mystery, and it doesn't have to be something that we don't talk about. So skin is my particular specialty, and I'm going to talk to you about menopause and the skin, but of course there's many other factors to it as well. So let's get the conversation going. So hormones, estrogen is what we are talking about when we're talking about menopause, and estrogen decline, of course, is what we're talking about. So estrogen is made by the ovaries mostly. Also, you will find some estrogen made by fat cells. Some of us maybe a little bit more blessed in that department than others. So as the estrogen declines, naturally enough, there's less free estrogen in the blood. And this is where it starts to impact your skin. So what I want you to think about is a skin cell. They're not really round, but for the purposes of making it easy, we'll imagine that it's like a ball, it's a sphere. And if you imagine that that sphere has receptors, so maybe you had, when you were children, or if you have children yourself, you'll remember them having the Fisher-Price toys. This is the easiest way to visualize it. So there was this Fisher-Price ball, I'm sure there probably still is, and it had all these different shapes. So there's a circle and a crescent and a square and an X, and the little guys to fit in. And it was an educational toy for children, and they had to put the right shape into the right hole in the ball for it to go in. So if you imagine the skin cell looks just like that, it's got all of these receptors that are very specific shapes. And one of those shapes is exactly for estrogen. So as the free estrogen goes around the blood cell, it's connecting. Every time an estrogen molecule sees one of these receptors, it connects to it. And when the younger we are, the more of these receptors are actually full of estrogen. But this is where the problem comes. As the estrogen starts to decline, there's not enough estrogen to connect to every one of these receptors. And why does that matter? The cell and the skin cell, this happens all around the body, but we're just going to talk about skin specifically. The skin cell needs all of its receptors to be full. So it needs a molecule attached to every receptor to be actually working at its best capacity. So when there's not enough estrogen, and other factors, but estrogen for tonight, when there's not enough estrogen, the receptors are not full and the skin cell is not working at its best. So what is its job? First of all, to repair itself on a day-to-day basis, and then to reproduce itself when it's coming to the end of life, its life cycle. So if it can't repair itself and it can't reproduce itself, then this is where we start to see the impact on our skin, on the outside. So of course, this is going to go on for perhaps years in your body before you actually see the impact on the surface. Which is another reason that we need to be talking about this, because you can keep these levels checked with your GP, if you have a good GP. So other things are slowing down at the same time. Of course, it's never only one factor. So estrogen is the big one. Things that facilitate the repair in our body. So you'd be very familiar with the term antioxidants, and we're always, all us skincare people are saying, eat your antioxidants, put your antioxidants on the surface. Antioxidants, because the skin and the body in general is just, you know, an incredible machine, we are born with inbuilt antioxidants to carry out all of this repair. But that's another thing that slows down. Everything slows down as we age. So now you have the cell not able to repair as fast and efficiently as it used to, because all the receptors aren't full. And also the resources that it needs, that our skin produced in abundance when we were younger, are not there either. So you've got this double whammy. So what can we do? We can supplement them and we can replace them. So if we forget about the skin being, well, the skin cell is still a ball, right? But there are many, many, many of them. And they are made up into layers. So the very top, the roof of the house, what we can see and touch, that's the epidermis. The stratum corneum is the very top one. So you've got a few layers of epidermis, thicker layers making up the dermis, and then the subcutis, so the blood supply, the nerve endings, connective tissue is down here. So when we are putting things in from the outside, it's only getting into the epidermis. But skin cells are born, new skin cells are triggered way down here. So we first of all have to always think of the nutrients. Everything is dependent. No matter what you put on the outside, with the exception of SPF, always use the SPF. But no matter what you put on the outside, it's not going to be able to work if you don't have a healthy skin cell coming from the inside. So you'll be very familiar with what I'm about to say. Good fats are what you have. You have to feed your skin from the inside in order to give us something to work with on the outside. So your good fats. So you're looking at avocados, oily fish, nuts, and seeds. Not all of those are always a big part of a typically Irish diet. So be very aware that if that's not usual daily or weekly food groups for you, you need to be looking at supplementing that. So omega-3s are what we really want. A little bit of 6 and 9 to a certain extent, but omega-3s are what we really need to be looking at from the inside. Plenty of water. And no, water in tea or coffee does not count. In fact, it goes against your daily total. Good fluids. I'll allow you. I will give you juice and I will give you soup and I will give you the water content in fruit and in salad items as well, and vegetables to a certain extent. We're looking at 1.5 liters a day, 2 liters and above if you work out a lot, if you lose a lot of water from your body during the day, but a minimum 1.5 liters of good fluid, which really should mostly be made up of pure water. Now, if you drink coffee or tea or any diuretic, if you have a cup of coffee, and by all means, I'm not going to say don't drink your coffee, nobody could say that to me, but have your coffee, but be aware that that takes away from your 1.5 liters total. It certainly doesn't add to it. So now you still need to do your 1.5 liters plus the amount. If you had a mug of coffee, you need an extra mug of water to now balance that back out. So be very aware that everything that you eat and drink is affecting the quality of your skin cells as they're being born. Now, as they come up to the surface, there's a little bit more that we can help with. And one of the things, particularly as women, that we encounter as we age are issues with the digestion, issues with the colon in particular. And I'm going to come back to that in a moment, because that's quite important as we get to talk about wrinkles. But again, from the inside and looking at our nutrition and thinking about how we feed the production of skin cells, if absorption is not happening very well from the stomach and from the small intestine and the large intestine to a certain extent, those nutrients are not getting to where they're needed. So for that reason, we supplement from the outside as well. We can give the skin back antioxidants. We can give the ceramides and cholesterols that it needs. But I always want to really make sure that people are aware that inside first and outside second. So that is a little bit of the biology and the background of why our skin changes. What does that look like? What does that feel like when it comes to looking in the mirror? Dryness is going to be the first one. Skin that starts to feel tighter, starts to feel drier, maybe flakes a little bit. Maybe if you wear makeup, this is a big one, if you do wear makeup, I would be surprised if you don't have the experience that what used to be perfectly fine in a foundation has now started to sit in dry patches that you didn't even know were there and that you can't even see maybe when you don't have makeup on. And certainly makeup is going to sit in and exaggerate lines. So this is where the dryness and dehydration generally shows first. And this is one of the first questions that I get from people who are looking for help with a solution, is their makeup, they just think it makes them look older. And indeed it does, if it's going to sit in and exaggerate lines. So that's one of the first things that the declining estrogen will show on the surface. Thinner skin. This is sort of a big subject, because thin skin can mean different things to different people. But in general, skin that has thinned has lost. So remember I spoke earlier about the epidermis sits on top of the dermis? They've got little pegs. So they're pegged together. And as we get older, those pegs loosen and the layers start to separate. So they're no longer well anchored together. So they separate and then collapse. And you can see that collapse, if you were looking at a cross section, will make a wrinkle, but also it makes what's underneath more visible. So very often I will have people that come looking for a solution to visible capillaries, red veins. And sometimes we can help with that depending on why. But if it's just an aging thing, if it's a thing that the skin layers have collapsed in on each other so that you can see the vascular network now through the skin. Obviously, we can't change that. There is no way to stop the vascular network from going around, nor would you want to. So that's one of the earlier things to happen. You will really start to see that late 40s, earlier, if you've had a lot of sun exposure. But this is one of the first signs to me when I am consulting with somebody that we may be looking at a declining estrogen. And because we don't know when it's happening. It's often too late. By the time you have hot flushes and disturbed sleep and you maybe have missed some periods. Now, the medical definition of when you're fully in menopause is if you haven't had a period for a year, then you are assumed to be in menopause. But a lot of changes have been happening for years coming up to this. And we don't know until this is our actual visible sign, that the stopping of the periods is the visible sign of, oh, right, okay, well, here we are. But by then, all of this estrogen decline has been going on. It's been affecting your skin as well as the rest of your body. So I recommend every woman from about 45 onwards starts to think about this in their skincare, because you don't know when it's actually started inside your body. Ingredients to look for in your skincare, if it bothers you, if it's a thing that you don't mind and you embrace it, that's wonderful. If it bothers you and you do want to slow down the visible signs of aging on the skin, there are some ingredients that you can look for in your skincare. And these, from early 40s on, you want to start thinking about these. So it will come as no surprise to you, things like flaxseed extract, soybean, resveratrol is one to look for, Floritin, all botanicals, And they all have a similarity in that they are bioidentical. So they will attach to the skin cell receptor that has been left empty by estrogen. They're close enough in size and shape that they will connect to the skin receptor and they will boost the energy and the productivity of that skin cell. They each work in a slightly different way. So it's good to have something that has multiples of these ingredients in them. So soybean helps with the hyaluronic acid production. So I know hyaluronic acid is a big buzzword, so everybody is aware of it and there's loads of marketing around it. It actually is something that your skin produces by itself. So this is one of those things that I was speaking about earlier. Hyaluronic acid is naturally occurring in the body, and we can supplement that one, not from the inside, interestingly enough. That is one that you do want to have in your skincare. And you know what? Every skincare out there has hyaluronic acid in it. You barely even have to look for it. Probably whatever you're using already has it. But the soybean extract will actually help to refill your natural reserves of hyaluronic acid by giving your body what it needs to make its own. So always better if we can get our bodies to do it ourselves. Flaxseed is one. The way that helps is by helping the tensile strength. So, you know, if you've got like, you know, a piece of paper, and if I pull this now, it's going to tear. Thin skin, skin that is lacking in density from a lack of estrogen, will tear. What we want to do is to get it to knit back together without leaving a scar or a stretch mark. And that is what your flaxseed extract will do. So all of these things are good to put in a cocktail effect in your skincare. Product placement warning. We have already done this. We have a little vial called Youth Boost, and it's a little vial of natural botanicals in a powder format. And this is something that has everything in it. Bioidenticals, and they're all botanicals, bioidenticals that will help each of the factors in the skin that is already. So you've got your antioxidants for repair, your flaxseed, your soybean for the elasticity, for the tensile strength, and for making the hyaluronic acid. So if anybody wants to know about that, just you can, if you're coming from Irene's group, you can just ask Irene. She will give you the website address for that. If you're coming from my group, just reach out to me and I can help you with all of those. So they're the things that happen to everybody. And repairing the skin and giving it barrier strength is what we all want to do, because that is, it's not just about appearance. That's about skin that won't split, won't tear, won't get as easily damaged, won't get as easily irritated. If we want to move on and consider the appearance of the skin, I guess we're really talking about sagging skin and wrinkles. And I wish they weren't such horrible words, or maybe we've just made them so. I like to say lax skin and texture. It makes it seem a little bit nicer when we're talking about it. But that is what we're talking about. And again, it's the estrogen loss. Two places that it's going to show the most. Around the mouth, so a hollowness in the cheeks and the lines around the mouth. And under the eyes, it could be a hollowness and it could be a puffiness. So these are the first two places. Usually it's one or the other. Usually everybody ages more, one top or bottom. It's unusual to see both at the same time. But these are the two when it comes to the appearance of the skin that bother people the most. And the lines around the mouth are actually the most interesting to me. They're like tea leaves. You can read them. If you have shallow lines above the lip that run into the lip, that's a loss of collagen. And again, a loss of collagen is kicked on by the loss of estrogen. Ones that are high up and don't run into the lip are a lack of estrogen. So you can have the lack of collagen without the estrogen, but never the other way around. So consider where the lines are, or I will consider where the lines are for you if you want some personal advice on that. And knowing where they are tells us why they are, and then we can treat them much more effectively because it's more personalized. Often as well, you will see deep lines. Usually there are four. There can be just two, but it's rare that they're not even numbered. Like you know, symmetrical enough on each side. Really deep grooves that seem to run almost all the way from the nose down into the lip line. So usually a little further out as well, not usually in the middle, at least to begin with. And those ones, and I said earlier I would come back to it, those ones are an indication of something not going quite right in the colon, so in the large intestine. The large intestine, it doesn't absorb a whole lot. Most of the nutrients are absorbed through the stomach and then the small intestine. So what's left over when it gets to the colon is water. That's where our water absorption is, and some minerals as well. So when we see these deep grooves, really deep ones and not many, we know that water is very often the issue, but the colon in general. So the whole lot always ties together. Health, appearance, wellness, fitness. It's the same thing over and over again. We just each have a little different perspective on it. So it's funny because Irene and I have both come to, really a big interest in women's health in general. Me from my side of things, Irene from hers, which is why we wanted to do this collaboration tonight, so that we can do a rounded view of this particular subject. But they all go together. All of the deep grooves, if you have lines that start here and run down towards the jawline, mostly this would be in people that would be 70 plus, colon. If you have lines that come from here and run down, small and large intestine, there is a theme over and over again. It's the digestion, the digestion, the digestion. So starting always from the inside and getting your digestion right is the key to so, so much. When it's too late, yes, we can help if you want it. There are lots of things on the market. But when it comes to really firming, reducing lines, reducing wrinkles and getting things lifted back up, there are two things that I would recommend you to look at. I am all about non-invasive, so I know there are lots of other things on the cosmetically, minimally, they call it minimally invasive market, like fillers and Botox and thread lifts. So that's really not my jam at all. So what I'm going to be talking to you about are things that are much more natural and holistic. So if it's a thing that you're already at the stage where you've got these things manifesting on the skin, Japanese facelift is my new favorite thing to do at the moment, and it will lift by working on muscles, lymph, blood flow, nerve points, and energy flow, working on the meridians as well. So every single part of your body's systems that can have this effect on the appearance of the face in the long term is worked on, and you can see some pretty dramatic results. The other way to go is in more high tech. So things like microneedling with radio frequency also will do that. That'll just work on the skin, all the layers of the skin. But it is strictly taking the skin as a standalone. So I think you'll have heard enough from me to understand that I like to see it as a holistic. So I do enjoy to do the whole lot, the wellness and the appearance in one. So if anybody has any questions, now is a good time to drop them in.
I have a question.
Oh, hello.
I actually can't believe I still haven't gotten around to asking you this anyway, but can't I just take HRT and then I'll be fine?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I'm going to be counting on that a lot. HRT, hormone replacement therapy, will be a different drug or dose or combination for everybody. And some certainly will be providing estrogen to the body. And one would hope that, yes, you're going to have a much slower visible aging on the skin. But also there will be some people who can't take estrogen or for various reasons have to actually block estrogen with their hormone replacement therapy. Usually that's after other medical procedures. So possibly, yes. So you speak to your whoever is prescribing that, and just you really need to know if there's estrogen in it.
Okay, so it's not a case that, you know, we can just take HRT and think that things will continue on as they did before in terms of skin. There will and it's going to be different for everyone.
It's going to be different for everyone. And you can't take anything in isolation. So you can take all the HRT in the world, but that's no good to you if you're eating 4 stone of gummy bears every evening at the same time. So, yeah. Just as an example. So
yeah, I know you were going to...
Yes.
You were going to show us some reflexology we can do as well, but
yes.
Maybe while you're just thinking about that, if anyone else has a question, you can jump in now before you get setting that up.
So I'm going to show you one of the reflexology facial reflexology combinations that you can use. So like I was saying a little earlier, the under eye is either puffy or hollow. Is an area that people get quite concerned with, and this is where aging can show pretty quickly. So there are 4 points that I'm going to show you how to do it. You can do this every day, and just by stimulating these points, we are working on their and grime and oxidants. So don't overstrip your skin. Always consider building it up, not breaking it down. Never scrub. Cleanse once a day unless you have oily or acneic skin, which is a different thing. And choose, well, we've only done one this evening. I was going to say choose from one of the sets of points, but we did one this evening. So do your points. And this is for the under eyes.
I have a question, actually. Perfumed products, they smell nice, they're a pleasure to use, but I know that you don't think much of them.
No. Your skin, and I referenced it earlier, it's this, the job of the skin cell is to repair and reproduce. It does have a defense mechanism also, but that's supposed to be for emergencies, like, you know, irritants, allergens, bacteria on the skin. It will down tools from the rebuild and repair. And it will send all the troops out for defense. So while they're busy out on the front line, the skin cells are degenerating without any repair and rebuilding troops. That's okay now and then, and that's what that response is designed for. But if you are putting something, say, perfumed on your skin twice a day, it reads to your skin cell as an invader. It's not bioidentical. It doesn't need to be there. Down tools twice a day. Start defending, your repair, your reproduce, your rebuilding just doesn't happen and your skin will deteriorate.
So you're just giving your skin extra work to do to defend against that rather than doing something more productive.
Yeah, and it will do that to a certain extent, but it will actually get fed up with that as well and it will stop. And that's where the responses stop happening and you think, oh, I got this great cream and it was great because it made my skin really tingle, but now that doesn't happen anymore. So two bad things happen there. Shouldn't tingle. And the second one is that your immune response has given up trying to warn you. So the damage will continue without you knowing.
How long do you need to be using something before you can say it's great? I mean, if you use it one night and think, oh, it's brilliant, is that really possible? It should be really fast. We've literally 1 minute left and the will end automatically.
2 to 3 skin cycles. A skin cycle is 3 to 6 weeks, depending on yourself. 2 to 3 skin cycles to actually see a result from anything or lack thereof.
Okay, so you need to be using something for.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I will take questions by email if anybody wants them. Thank you very, very much for tuning in.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Irene.
All right. Bye.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Very good, thank you. Thanks, Irene.
Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.